What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
G'day guys, it is I, Lyle Swithenbank, back with another installment of the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. You can, as always, follow me on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank. The show on Twitter is at HoopBallPels, P-E-L-S. Give that a follow as well, that'd be fantastic. Wow, guys. So we played the Pacers. This is a post-game. I've watched the game at the time of recording this. I just finished watching it. I avoided the score all day at work because they played at about 9 a.m. my time. Got home, started to unwind. I was watching some good Pels. Fantastic. And in, 6.9 seconds, it all unraveled. Lots to talk about today. Not the best result that could have happened. I mean, there was a lot of highlights, but also the result was unfortunate. If you are just checking the scores and haven't watched it, spoiler alert, but so it was the first overtime game of the season. The Pels fell 116 to 118 to the Pacers. The second game in of a bit of a homestand at the Smoothie King Centre with, 2 minutes to go, I think the Pels had a 10-point lead and it evaporated through, I don't know, careless turnovers, slack ball handling, lack of communication, lackadaisical defense, and we got beaten by a shell of Victor Oladipo, who has really rediscovered his all-star form. He's playing fantastic, and Miles Turner, who'd been sitting on the bench the whole game because of foul trouble, and that's all it took. Two shots from those guys, and we were in some real trouble, and we're in overtime. Now, I'm going to rewind a bit. So, I mean, I've jumped forward and carried on a bit about the outcome. We started slow. We go right back to the start of the game. Started slow. Didn't really hit many shots in the first couple of minutes. Both teams were struggling to get it in. The issue was is that they could hit threes and we couldn't. And that was, I suppose, the story of the game, is that we just could not hit threes to save our lives. It was like a lid was on it, and it's been like that the last few games. You know, last year we were a big run and gun, hitting threes, and the only guy that could really hit them was Lonzo. And you can't just, as soon as they started closing out on him, we were in some trouble. You know, Overall, the first quarter was okay. We finished down by two, I think. Yes, 26-24 after the first. It was the turnovers. I think we had eight turnovers by the fourth. But yeah, 4 minutes into the second quarter, we'd already had eight turnovers, and that's just not good enough. After the effort we'd gone to take care of the basketball in the game in the previous couple of wins, and then we just threw it away. And you know, they had a few as well, but the issue was is at points off turnovers, we just got absolutely smashed. I mean, for the entire game, points off turnovers, it was 22-13, and at one point it was 19-0. So when you're getting that benefit just from our carelessness or not taking care of the ball or bad passes, well, 22 free points, you know, we don't have that. We win by, what, 18? So, or 20, sorry, maths. Makes it really difficult to win games when you're going to turn the ball over. For the turnovers all up, we had 18, they had 14, which is not too bad. It just, ours came at critical moments. So in the last 2 minutes, we turned it over twice, and all of a sudden, we were in some real strife. You know, we got beaten by a bit of hustle from TJ McConnell, who wasn't even on the floor to defend in most instances. He just came on to hassle Eric Bledsoe, got a couple of key steals, and basically changed the whole game for him. So hat off to him, because that hustle was something that we lacked. Yeah, real shame. Real shame. Free throws, we were right up there again. You know, we had 24 attempts, less than last time. Made 19 of them, which is an improvement, 79%. You know, we said we've got to hit about that 80 mark, so that was good. I'll give you that. 3-point attempts, 27. We hit 9 of them. So you're hitting 33% of your shots. It really isn't good enough when the other team shoots 42%. And 69, well, they were like 9 of 13 from free throw. So, you know, they left a few on the board, but only 4. And we left, what, 5? Yeah. Not too bad. But they also shot nearly 50% from the field. 45 of 93 field goal attempts. And you just can't do that. You can't let teams shoot the ball so well when you're then going to match them with 43%. Especially when they're hitting more threes. 19 three-pointers. That's 30 more points that came from the free throw, the three-point line. It's going to kill you. It is absolutely going to kill you. And it, in the end, was fatal. Despite how well a few of our guys played. So, you know, B.I. led from the front. 39 minutes he played, so he'd be looking to have a bit of a rest up, no doubt. 31 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. He missed the game-winning bucket at the end of regulation, but then blocked... who was it? Oladipo falling away to try to win it from their end. I think it was 0.7 seconds or something left. In regulation, so he blocked that. That was great. And you want to be having the ball in his hands. You know, you want him to be the guy, and he is. He shot 1 of 6 from three, and there was a couple of times that he stepped into him. He just didn't need to. You know, -6 on the night, which says a lot when you've done pretty much everything besides win the game. Lonzo Ball had 18, 6 and 6. And he was good. 4 three-pointers. Still -2 on the night. You know, these guys have absolutely battled and they ended up losing. You know, Zion, 24 and 10. 2 assists, a steal, a block. 6 of 8 free throws. Plus 18. You know, he was phenomenal. Had a great game. And, you know, the big thing about Zion was that everyone that matched up on him kept getting fouls. So there were stretches where both Sabonis and Miles Turner were sitting on the bench with 3 fouls in the second quarter because he was just too strong. Him and Steven Adams are giving him some real trouble. And I think that the second chance points was really something that kept us in the game. It could have got really ugly if we hadn't hit those. But yeah, I mean, extra attempts at the bucket obviously helped. Bledsoe had 12, 11 rebounds and 5 assists. And Steven Adams had 10 and 8. Both were, I thought, excellent. You know, Bledsoe fell into the trap of TJ McConnell towards the end, but for the most part, he was really good. aggressive, getting to the basket, especially down the stretch. He was very good. Steven Adams, it says 10 and 8, but you know, he was astronomical. He was absolutely the difference maker in this, and I think if we had have been able to get Zion on the field earlier in overtime, because he sat on the bench for all of it but 1 minute, it might have been on the other side, because Steven Adams battled so hard all day, and as soon as those guys were out, the big tall blokes, and Jakar Sampson was put on him, you know, Steven Adams just feasted. Whether it was the tips, he had 3 blocks, 8 rebounds, but his offensive rebounds, he had 4 and 4. I reckon they haven't credited him with everything, especially the ones that he tipped and batted back. You know, he might not have been credited a full rebound for him, but yeah, he was huge. So hats off to Steven Adams again. The guy that's still struggling, JJ Redick, 32 minutes, 3 points, not much else. You know, he took a couple of charges, did a lot on the other end in terms of taking charges and drawing moving screen fouls, which were good, but again, he needs that shot to fall, and they're all saying, oh yeah, it'll come, and he's just like, obviously the shooters have cold periods, but gosh, we hope it comes quickly, because he's taken some shots. You know, he was 1 of 9 and he hit 1 3, which was 1 of 6, and that just kills you when you've got 9 shots that just pretty much write offs. Josh Hart was good with 3 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. Again, doesn't show up on the stat sheet, but he was just an absolute animal all night. We were really happy with his effort. You know, next down the stat sheet, and I'm just running down it at the moment, we're saying who's good and who's average. Jackson Hayes had a real crack. He had 9 points, 5 rebounds. Sabonis feasted on him, like, no doubt, defensively. But there was some good moments. Like, there was a point where they tried to draw a foul on him, and I think it was Miles Turner, and Jackson Hayes just stayed vertical. And it made Turner look so average, because he had to, like, extend.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
His arms to try to draw this foul. He didn't get it. And he was very impressed. So if the kid's slowly learning, well, good on him. You know, he was only minus 6 tonight, which is not the worst. That was Nikhil, who was minus 7 in the plus-minus. He still hit 2 3-pointers and 2 timely threes at a point. But, yeah, it wasn't fantastic, honestly. The showing, while we should have locked this down, I think that's the difference between these experienced playoff-winning teams, is that you don't lose these games. That was a game that you had sewn up with 2 minutes to go, and you thought you'd had it sewn up with 2 minutes to go. You said, all right, we've done this. They're not coming back from 10 down. And in a blink of an eye, with 40 seconds left, the second three-pointer goes down and we're in some real trouble. So that comes with experience. I can't criticize the guys because we pretty much won it. We just didn't secure the ball and we didn't secure the win. You know, that's something that it'll come in time. And those, as you get more reps and you play together more, and Stan Van Gundy works on those late game, possessions in practice, well, we won't fall on the wrong side of the ledger of this. Should it have ever got to overtime? No. Should we have lost in overtime? Absolutely not. But it's not all doom and gloom. We're not going to write the season off because we've fallen to this. Like we said, what was the schedule? We wanted 5 wins. We're still at 4. We're at 4-3 now. And that's okay. That is okay. You know, over at the Pacers, who played well for them? Brogdon was very good, I thought. Yeah, he was. 21, 7 rebounds, 11 assists, 3 steals and a block. It was very good. Victor Oladipo was the difference maker in the end. He had a big rest in the last quarter. He just didn't come on until the very end, and then overtime, and he was just so fresh. He was good. 25, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. He probably had a couple of steals. Yeah, he did. And Sabonis, 19, 11, and 7. He fouled out with about 8 minutes to go in the last quarter. And, you know, Miles Turner ended up with 17 points in 22 minutes, which I don't know how that happened, but he was the difference maker as well. He tied the game up, the clutch three, and, yeah. That's how it went, I guess. But, you know, c'est la vie, I suppose, is the French say. Even though if that's the right reference, but we'll use it. It's going in there. It was, one of those nights, unfortunately. You know, I think I guessed about halfway through overtime that this is going to be in some trouble. I thought we were going to lose this probably once the lead evaporated, because it was absolutely another night of game of runs. You know, to end the first quarter, the Pacers finished on a 16-2 run. We went on a massive 18-3 run or something later in the fourth, and that put us up by 10. But then, you know, they dragged it back, and all of a sudden they had the momentum going into overtime, and we were in some trouble. So, not all bad, but it would have been nice to win that one. That would have been one that you could have just knocked on the head, and then everything else we win in this first 10 is a bonus. But, you know, we'll have a night off, we'll have a bit of a rest, and then get back to the Smoothie King Center on Wednesday night to take on the Thunder again, who have fallen to 2-4. So that will be one that we need to win. That's a must win. We can't drop that against those guys. And there's no excuse of this. Oh, we had overtime. You're getting a night off. You should have won that. And if you didn't let it go to overtime, then you wouldn't have to play so long. You should have secured the victory. So these guys are young. I expect to see them with some vigour and come out and absolutely stomp the Thunder, which they did last time after a loss, so that's good. But, I mean, that was a bit more of a belting by the Suns. But this is what you have to do. If you lose a game, you need to have the mentality that we aren't even going to make it a competition. We're just going to belt them. And unfortunately, both times that we've lost recently, it's been the Thunder that we come up against. So we just give them a touch-up, get our confidence back, you know. Another chance for the Kenny Hustle revenge game, but we'll come out and stomp them, which will be good. Key takeaways from the game for me. I suppose the first one, love the pick and roll. We started the pick and roll really well in the first quarter, and then we just sort of stopped doing it a little bit because I think they cottoned onto it. But it was really good at penetrating the defense. And especially when the threes weren't falling, driving and fouling on these big guys, it gave them some opportunities to give these guys easy buckets. And as soon as these fouls were drawn, when Miles Turner and Sabonis are sitting there with two each, it just became Matador defense. You could just walk past them and lay it in, which I really loved. I thought that was good. I like the pick and rolls. It's the oldest play in basketball. You've got Steven Adams, who sets the meanest picks in the league. You've got Zion Williamson, who loves to set a pick and then get a little receive a little bounce pass and then jump up and dunk all over people or lay it up and draw another foul. Let's keep that going. I love it. Another key that I was pretty happy with was the offensive rebounding. We attacked the basket on every, well, not every play, but anyone that we could get hold of, we did. And I think Steven Adams at one point was holding off four blokes, jumped up and got hold of it with one hand and then just tossed it back out and we had another possession. You know, like Stan talked about, we don't want to attack the glass, the O-glass every time. But if it's there and they're going to give it to you, like having Sabonis and Miles Turner in foul trouble, well, go and jump, because those guys aren't as strong. They're a bit leaner than Steven Adams, a bit shorter. Go up and get it, son. And I think he did. So you're pretty happy with that. The third takeaway is it's definitely B.I.'s team. I think Brandon Ingram knows that now. The last couple of minutes, the ball was just only in his hands. And it now goes from just being the guy and being told you're the guy to executing. So, unfortunately, that last play that he had at the end of regulation, it wasn't good. He had to shoot over both Turner and Brogdon, and that's not his fault. You know, he went to that side, but no one had dragged him away, and Turner was always going to try to come out because he likes hunting blocks. So, not the best shot. The problem was, I think he went a bit too late. You know, he started his attack at about the 8 second mark left on the shot clock, and you probably want to start moving about maybe 11 or 10. You know, you want to get your guy coming up. If you're going to use a screen, he's got to come up at about the 11 or 12 or 11 second mark. You're then using that and starting to get going. But, you know, the fadeaway, if it goes in, it's a completely different conversation. But unfortunately, it didn't. And it was a fall away, tough shot over two guys, which just didn't even look close. The redemption, by saying that you're going to go and guard their best player and then come away with that block to force overtime, no dramas. I love that. That's exactly what you want to see from him. And the best players are the ones that do it on both ends. You know, these guys, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron's always going to take on the good player at the end of the game. Paul George has done it throughout the journey. You see this time and time and time again. And if you're going to say, well, all right, I didn't hit that shot, but I'm going to go and take these boys on, I'm going to hold this bloke back, make sure he doesn't hit his shot, and actually come away with a block after forcing him into a contested fadeaway out-of-bounds three. Yeah, no, I love it. I thought it was good. Right game plan, just unfortunate execution. And I think as we get more reps in and more games played and more trainings and more practice and get used to Stan's system and know what's happening, we're going to win those games. We're going to fall on the right side of the ledger. So I'm not too mad. I'm disappointed because it was definitely one that we should have just knocked on the head. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's one game. What do we got left? Plenty, I think. You know, that was game 7. 72 on the year, so you know we've got 65 to go. We'll be doing okay. We'll be doing all right. Now, my last final few thoughts. Overall, good game. We'll come out and beat the Thunder on Wednesday. Thursday my time, so you'll probably get this when you wake up the next day anyway. If you're in the US, otherwise it'll be probably after I finish work. Now, I reckon we'll be alright. It'll all come together. Guys, as always, make sure you check out mybookie.ag. Go and do your betting over there. Manscaped.com, of course, as well. Hoopball20 is the code. Head over to hoop-ball.com. Get all your fantasy stuff, your wagering stuff. We're killing it. Absolutely killing it. There's guys just lighten it up on the fantasy, on the betting, whatever you need, we'll tell you, as well as just normal NBA news. Guys, as always, I'm Lyle Swithenbank. I'll leave it with that. We'll beat Thunder on Thursday, I promise. Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.